Now, it costs a lot of money to win an election. In the House of Representatives, for example, it can cost anywhere between $1 million and $2 million to win a competitive seat, which means most lawmakers and candidates try to raise thousands of dollars every single day. One thing that makes it easier to raise money is being on the right committee. Alex Bloomberg from our Planet Money team joined NPR's Andrea Seabrook to investigate.
It's an open secret in Congress. If you're on the right committee, well-financed lobbies want to give you money.
Here is Arizona Republican Jeff Flake.
The difference between the fundraising potential when you're sitting on the Ways and Means Committee or sitting on the Science Committee, there's a difference. There's a big difference.
The Ways and Means Committee covers the U.S. tax code. Who gets tax breaks? Who pays more? Every corporation in America concerned about the tax code, which is a lot of corporations, is suddenly concerned with your candidacy when you're on Ways and Means. Science Committee can't compete with that.
Although science isn't the worst, here's former Democratic Congressman Walt Minnick.
Well, I don't know the worst committees. government reform, ethics.
Now, the leaders of both parties rank each committee for its fundraising potential. There are lists of the A, B, and C committees with fundraising targets for each type. Many lawmakers confirm these lists exist, but no one would give one to us.
So we found someone who could help us build our own list.
What I was trying to figure out is, can you statistically analyze the value of these different committee seats?
Meet Lee Drutman, a PhD and senior fellow at the Sunlight Foundation, a nonpartisan group that researches money and politics. We asked Drutman to crunch fundraising data going back to the early 90s, and his results showed it's true. Ways and Means is the best committee. Members on that committee bring in an estimated $260,000 more than the average congressman.
Other winning committees? Financial Services, which deals with banks, insurance companies, and Wall Street. It clocks in at $182,000 more per member. Energy and Commerce, which covers the oil and natural gas industry, $142,000 over the average.
And the worst committees? It's true government reform is bad, as are education and natural resources. They all hurt your fundraising. But the very bottom spot belongs to the Judiciary Committee, which covers the federal courts and sentencing law. Members on Judiciary bring in a whopping $182,000 less in donations than the typical member. Here's Lee Drutman.
These are fundraising dogs because you don't have jurisdiction over issues that a lot of companies with a lot of money care about. So if you're on the Education Committee, sure, education's an important issue, but there aren't a ton of companies with a lot of money who care that much about education one way or another.
And then there's leadership. According to Drutman, having a leadership position on a committee, any committee, will often bump up your fundraising by hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And if you become chairman or ranking member of a powerhouse committee, an A committee, you bring in even more. Democrat Barney Frank became a leader on the Financial Services Committee in 2003. His fundraising shot up.
People would come to see me and pay for the privilege of doing that.
But there's one catch to getting on a good committee or taking a leadership spot.
Where much is given, much is required.
Jeff Flake, the Republican from Arizona, says once you get on a good committee or become a chairman, your party's leadership expects you to raise even more money and then turn it over to them. Leadership then spreads that money around to other members in tight races who don't have such an easy time fundraising for themselves.
Remember that list of fundraising targets for A, B, and C committees? Flake says leadership makes those targets pretty explicit.
You're given dues, assessments, and if you're a senior member on committees that lend themselves to fundraising and you're either a ranking member or you're the chairman, then you're expected to raise a lot of money.
Or
when you come up, every 2 years to either retain your position or move to another committee, those things are certainly taken into account.
Do they tell you this?
I think that's implied. I think it's pretty well understood.
Still, most congressmen want to get on important committees, good fundraising committees. At least that's what the data seemed to say. Drutman looked at which committees congressmen join and which ones they leave.
The less lucrative committees, lawmakers don't stay on very long, like small business.
Important to the economy, not much fundraising potential.
A small business is not a committee that people like to stay on. Only 18 incumbents actually switched onto that committee, and 100 of them left. So what that tells me is that if you get on the small business committee, you're probably a freshman or somebody who doesn't have much influence, and you want to get off that committee as soon as possible.
On the other end of the spectrum, there's Ways and Means. No surprise, 53 members transferred to that powerful committee. But in the nearly 20 years he studied, Drutman found only 4 instances of members leaving it.
In other words, once you're on a fundraising giant like Ways and Means, pretty much the only way you leave is if you're voted out of office or you die. I'm Alex Bloomberg.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.